Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where the whole issue of mail-in ballots, of absentee ballots, and they really are the same thing, remains a profound issue. There was a court decision earlier this week involving the key battleground state of Wisconsin, where the court upheld a Wisconsin law that says that, hey, if your ballot doesn't arrive by 8 p.m. on election night, it doesn't get counted. There are other court cases that are pending in just the 6 days we have left before the election. There's one court case that was decided finally in Texas. And honestly, I don't understand this. I don't understand it. It has to do with drop boxes, and of course, drop boxes are a convenience. We used a drop box for sending in our ballots in Washington, the state of Washington, of course, one of those states, like Utah, where they just did a huge report. Everybody in Utah, particularly people on the conservative side of things, likes the current all-mail-in system in the state of Utah. It works pretty well. President Trump is heavily favored to win the state of Utah again. But, okay, the question that we really do need to look at is why make it more difficult for people to drop off their ballots that they're sending in by mail? In other words, if you go to a drop box, you don't have to depend on the postal service, and it's kind of late right now. Today is Wednesday. If you want to be sure that your ballot actually gets in time, I would recommend going to a drop box. By all means, whoever your ballot is for, go to a drop box, drop it off now, and make sure it gets in there. But why would the governor of Texas, a good Republican, and he's a good governor too, Greg Abbott, why would he insist upon reducing the number of drop boxes in this election where more and more people are trying to vote that way, so they only have one drop box per county, including one of America's most populous counties, Harris County, which is where Houston is? Why limit it to one drop box? I don't understand the mentality here, because there really is good evidence that people on all sides, it's not just Democrats who are voting for mail this time in the midst of a pandemic. And it's not just Democrats who are concerned. I think this is bipartisan about the influence of big tech in the election and in our lives generally. Mark Zuckerberg testified today before the Senate, and so did Jack Dorsey of Twitter. And he looked like he had just come back from some kind of Buddhist monastery, or that he had been a hostage held in a basement in Lebanon. A wispy beard, long beard, various facial piercings, and well, his testimony didn't always go well. For instance, there was this statement which has produced, I think, a certain amount of derision across the political spectrum. Clip 5.
Mr. Dorsey, does Twitter have the ability to influence elections?
No.
You don't believe Twitter has any ability to influence elections?
No, we are one part of a spectrum of communication channels that people have.
So you're testifying to this committee right now that Twitter, when it silences people, when it censors people, when it blocks political speech, that has no impact on elections?
People have choice of other communication channels with which...
Not if they don't hear information. If you don't think you have the power to influence elections, why do you block anything?
Well, we have policies that are focused on making sure that more voices on the platform are possible. We see a lot of abuse and harassment, which ends up silencing people and having them leave from the platform.
All right, Mr. Dorsey, I find your opening questions, your opening answers, absurd on their face.
That's Ted Cruz. He then continued his aggressive questioning of Jack Dorsey, the senator from Texas, and basically asked about Twitter and Jack Dorsey blocking the account of the New York Post, which has been extremely focused in a very aggressive way on the Hunter Biden story. Here is a Jack Dorsey answering about why that account was blocked.
Why did Twitter make the decision to censor the New York Post?
We had a hack materials policy.
When was that policy adopted?
In 2018, I believe.
In 2018. Go ahead. What was the policy?
So the policy is around limiting the spread of materials that are hacked. We didn't want Twitter to be a distributor for hacked materials. We found that the New York Post, because it showed the direct materials, screenshots of the direct materials, and it was unclear how those were attained, that it fell under this policy. Now,
so in your view, if it's unclear the source of a document, and in this instance, the New York Post documented what it said the source was, which it said it was a laptop owned by Hunter Biden that had been turned into a repair store. So they weren't hiding what they claimed to be the source. Is it your position that Twitter, when you can't tell the source, blocks press stories?
No, not at all. Our team made a fast decision. The enforcement action, however, of blocking URLs, both in tweets and in DM, in direct messages, we believe was incorrect, and we changed it.
Today, right now, the New York Post is still blocked from tweeting 2 weeks later.
Yes, they have to log into their account, which they can do at this minute, delete the original tweet, which fell under our original enforcement actions, and they can tweet the exact same material in the exact same article, and it would go through.
Okay, I'm not sure I understand what Dorsey just said, but I'm not sure that Ted Cruz understood it either. He was deeply indignant against the head of Twitter. This is clip 7.
Mr. Dorsey, who the hell elected you and put you in charge of what the media are allowed to report and what the American people are allowed to hear? And why do you persist in behaving as a Democratic super PAC, silencing news to the contrary of your political beliefs?
Well, we're not doing that. And this is why I opened this hearing with calls for more transparency. We realize we need to earn trust more. We realize that more accountability is needed to show our intentions and to show the outcomes.
Thank you, so I
hear the concerns and acknowledge them, but we want to fix it with more transparency.
Okay. In terms of this particular conflict, when Ted Cruz says, "Who the hell elected you to control the media?" I don't think it's fair to say that Jack Dorsey controls the media. Now, they're already facing threats, big tech across the board, about antitrust prosecution. I hate antitrust prosecution. I think it's a bad tool. It was bad when it was used against Microsoft. It was embarrassing, frankly. That was the Clinton administration. And it tends to be a favorite tool of the liberal left, because it's a way of going after corporations that have been very successful. There is no monopoly on internet communication. These are very successful companies. And look, they are subject, like every other company, to your using them or not. And the idea that somehow there has to be some kind of government supervision, I trust the government even less than I trust big corporations. But you know how you can trust the government more? There's a way to do it. which is holding your politicians' feet to the fire. How you do it, we'll talk about it coming up. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ach.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show, in the middle of this furious and ferocious election season, we all are thinking about who it is we're going to put into office at various levels, local, federal, state levels, county levels. But there's a problem. And the problem is a lot of Americans, including those who are very passionate about politics, spend a lot of time figuring out who we're going to elect and then who we're going to re-elect or not. But in between, when there's governing going on, we often let it go. It's one of the reasons I'm so proud to be associated with ContactMyPolitician.com, because this is an organization which exists basically to keep you in touch with the people that you choose to elect so that you can hold their feet to the fire, you can stay in touch with what they're doing, and continue to make your voice heard in between elections. The chief operating officer and director of the company is Steve Katzman, who joins me now. And Steve, I thought maybe you could share with listeners a quick account of how ContactMyPolitician.com got started. What was the point? How did it happen?
Sure, I appreciate that, Michael. And just so everyone's aware, I'm the founder. I do have someone who runs the day-to-day operations of ContactMyPolitician.com. With that being said, really started 5 years ago. And it was really a cross-section between three things that got me to the point of creating Contact My Politician. And it was really based on my experience as a direct marketer practicing one-to-one marketing, been doing that my entire life with consumers. It was my passion for politics and finding myself on my ride to and from work or listening to the radio or watching, the news and hearing politicians state their positions. And when I would hear politicians that I clearly didn't agree with, I'd find myself yelling back at the radio or the TV, you know, screaming and explaining to them why I thought what they were saying wasn't accurate or why I didn't agree with it. And the thing that really tipped it over was I had an uncle who had Down syndrome who I was heavily involved in his care. And it was about 5 years ago all these things collided. And with respect to my uncle that really pulled the trigger, he was involved. There were a lot of various local nonprofit agencies that were providing services to him and other folks with developmental disabilities in our community. And there was a huge effort by both the state and federal government that were proposing significant funding cuts to these various nonprofit agencies that provided services. And my uncle and others like him, they didn't have a voice of their own, right? They couldn't speak and explain to anyone, really, how important these services are to them or were to them and what it would mean if there were the significant funding cuts. And so the various nonprofit agencies that were providing services would send out, letters to all the family members and coordinated what, we would refer to as a letter-writing campaign meeting. And we would meet, and I went to several of these. We'd meet in a large auditorium. Somebody would stand up and explain to all of us, what the issues were. And they would hand us a form letter typed on a piece of paper and tell us to all go back home, figure out who our elected officials are, redo the form letter in our own handwriting, personalize it, and then either email it, fax it, or mail it to our elected politicians.
So that's a heavy lift. That's a lot of work. And so the idea basically is to simplify it, be able to make it easier for people.
For sure. So, I left those meetings very discouraged, and I said, there's got to be a better way. I did my Google research back then and realized there wasn't a one-stop website where you could type in your street address and find all your elected politicians, both at the federal, the state, and the local level, all the way down to your city council person, and be able to find out how they each of them preferred to be communicated with. And so that was really the birth of Contact My Politician. It became a passion, really a passion project. And over the last 5 years, I didn't realize how complex of an effort it was going to be. But over the last 5 years, we developed it and launched it about 6 months ago. And it truly
it's just a terrific resource. And the thing that people should understand is it's completely free. And it's really very easy to use. You can go to our website, to michaelmedved.com, and just click on the banner for Contact My Politician. This is completely nonpartisan. I will tell you the one thing for me personally that I sometimes do get in touch with local political leaders has to do with litter, graffiti, and sometimes all kinds of unauthorized homeless encampments. What kind of issues do you think are most frequently drawing people to use Contact My Politician?
So it's a whole host of issues. I think the most prominent ones are obviously the relief package right now, where there's it's stuck in the Senate, and people are really hurting out there. The two other really positive things about the site is we do the heavy lifting for the constituent, for the consumer, in that we identify all the politicians. They can select one or many, and then they can write an email or a written communication, and we automatically send it to all the politicians they selected. Or they can take a short video, which has been really powerful. So they can actually have that one-to-one communication with their elected officials, and they don't have to take the time to type and write. And they can, share with them their frustration in a verbal way. And then the cool thing that we do is we hold the politicians accountable because it goes through our platform. We monitor and measure those politicians that reply and don't reply. And if they don't reply, we proactively follow back up.
This is a very unique asset for people. Steve Katzman is the founder of Contact My Politician. Just to remind you again, this new sponsor, perfect time for you to get familiar with them. It is completely free. There is no obligation. It's also totally nonpartisan, no political agenda. Reach out to Contact My Politician. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Contact My Politician. And remember that it's just as important to keep in touch with politicians after you elect them, because otherwise the democracy just isn't working quite the way it should. Steve, greatly appreciated. I wish you Godspeed and continued success. And meanwhile, there's still a lot of excitement and controversy involving the selection and election process. We will get back to that and much more coming up on the MedVed Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
You can count Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, as two of the 70 million Americans that have early voted already. The former vice president and his wife early voting in Delaware on Wednesday. Meanwhile, President Trump campaigning in Bullhead City, Arizona.
The vote for me is the vote for massive middle-class tax cuts, regulation cuts, fair trade, strong borders, and American energy independence. It's what's going to happen. Turn up the mic. It's a vote to support our police, support our military, defend our Second Amendment, which is under siege.
President Trump with one more stop in Arizona, the Phoenix suburb of Goodyear. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a five-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Michael Medved show, the ongoing surprise of this election, and maybe the biggest surprise of all, is that something that all the experts predicted, which is that the Republicans would do better than ever with white voters, particularly white voters without a college education, and would win by huge margins in the white community, and Democrats running against Trump would do far worse among black voters and Latino voters. The surprise, which is acknowledged by the New York Times this morning, it's an insightful piece by David Leonhardt, and again, acknowledged by the New York Times, is... It says, American politicians have often sought to exploit the nation's racial and ethnic divides for political gain. That's certainly true. During the Trump era, voters simply are not responding as expected. Now, on one level, this defeats and knocks down the idea that Trump is the most racist president in history, and Trump is constantly sending out dog whistles, and he's constantly offending people of color. Okay, here's what they find. The gap in presidential vote preference between white and non-white voters has shrunk by 16 percentage points in just 4 years, according to an analysis by The Upshot. As Joseph R. Biden Jr. gains among white voters and President Trump makes substantial inroads with black and Hispanic voters. Now, President Trump has been saying this for a long time. It's been largely ignored. He's still losing non-white voters by a lot, but it's not nearly as much as he was losing those voters last time. In other words, all of the effort that people like, oh, Candace Owens and Diamond and Silk and Herschel Walker, who spoke so well at the Republican convention. People in the African-American community have spoken out on behalf of President Trump, certainly Senator Tim Scott, many others. All of that seems to be paying off. But it's counterbalanced by the fact that Trump last time won overwhelming percentages of white voters. Not so much this time. What is going on? Okay, here's what they have found. Mr. Trump's exploitation of resentments over immigration and race helped fuel his 2016 victory. But similar tactics this time have not had the same effect. Polls show that many white voters have been repelled by his handling of race, policing, and protests. The decrease in racial polarization defies the expectations of most analysts. It may also upset the hopes of some activists on the left who viewed an embrace of more progressive policies on race would give Democrats overwhelming support from non-white voters, reducing the need to cater to the more conservative white voters who backed Mr. Trump 4 years ago. Instead, Mr. Biden is leading overall because of his gains among precisely those more conservative white voters who went for Trump in 2016. What it says is that the president's pitch hasn't resonated even among the kinds of voters who seem likeliest to be receptive. And they talked to someone named Trish Thompson, who's 69, a white Republican who works as a security guard for fracking lands in Brownsville, Texas. She's switching from Trump to Biden because she says the president's response to coronavirus has been appalling, and his, quote, misogynistic behavior and his inability to acknowledge his racial discrimination. Overall, Mr. Trump leads among white voters by only 5 points in an average of surveys conducted since August. In 2016, he won white voters by 13 points. That's a gigantic difference because white voters still make up the majority of all voters who are expected to turn out or to mail in their ballots. Mr. Biden has tended to make his largest gains in northern states, where the president made his largest gains 4 years ago. Mr. Trump, on the other hand, has proven resilient in the Sun Belt, bolstered by perhaps the single most surprising demographic trend of the cycle, his notable gains among non-white voters. Now, listen to this. In recent polls, Mr. Biden leads by 42 points among non-white voters. Now, that sounds pretty good, but it's 9 points worse than Mrs. Clinton's lead in 2016. In other words, she won non-white voters by 51. She won by 51 points ahead of Trump. And now Biden is only winning those voters by 42 points. New York Times Siena College survey suggests that the president's gains are particularly significant among Hispanic voters. Mr. Biden holds only among people who backed Clinton last time, who are Hispanic, 7% are voting for Trump this time. And among black voters who voted for Clinton last time, more people are going for President Trump. Now, what does it all mean? What it all means is, as many people have pointed out, this election is full, I mean, just full, bursting with unpredictable elements. For instance, there's a statement that was made by President Trump yesterday at a rally in Michigan. This is clip 12, Jeremy. And I don't think anyone predicted this would become an issue. Well, President raised it yesterday in the crucial state of Michigan. Listen.
Husband. Now, your governor.
I don't think she likes me too much.
Hey. I'm the one. It was our people that helped her out with her problem. I knew, obviously, it's a problem, right?
people are entitled to say maybe it was a problem. Maybe it was our people, my people, our people that helped her out. And then she blamed me.
Okay, when he's talking about the problem was a plot to kidnap her and put her on trial and hold her for some kind of ransom. And the charges are federal charges, in addition to state charges, against a couple of dozen people. It's a significant series of charges. And for President Trump to actually talk about, well, maybe these federal charges against these 13 people, maybe it's a problem, maybe it's not a problem, we'll see if it is or it wasn't. Is he casting doubt on his own Justice Department's case? President Trump also spoke about outside his helicopter on the White House before he went on today's campaign trip and talked about counting ballots. This is clip 13.
It would be very, very proper and very nice if a winner were declared on November 3rd instead of counting ballots for 2 weeks, which is totally inappropriate. And I don't believe that that's by our laws. I don't believe that. So we'll see what happens.
Okay, it should be noted that in all recent elections, including the last one that he won, they continue counting ballots after November 3rd. Everybody hopes that, I think everybody should hope, that this election will be clear-cut, that there will be a winner that will be able to be declared and recognized and acknowledged and accepted one way or another on election night, 6 nights from tonight. Isn't that unbelievable? Yeah, that'd be a good thing. But do they stop counting ballots that may have just come in on election day? They never do, nor should they. We will be right back with more on what do musical tastes say about Trump and Biden. Coming up. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com. Right now, at this moment of crisis, a lot of people have a lot more on their minds than just normal aches and pains. But I'll tell you why dealing with those normal aches and pains is so important. Because one of the things you need to do to strengthen yourself, to help face all of the challenges that are out there, is regular exercise. And if you're hurting, if your legs or your feet or your arms are hurting, you can't do it. Relief Factor really can help. The 3-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call them directly, 800-500-8384. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner or call 800-500-8384.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The Michael Medved Show, there's an interesting article posted over at the BBC, and it's an article about the use of music on the Trump and the Biden campaigns and what it can say about each of the candidates as individuals and what it can say about their campaign strategies. And they still don't explain to me what is one of the greatest mysteries of all time, which is, why is it that President Trump have this tradition at his rallies? They seem to always end with him playing the Rolling Stones, singing "You Can't Always Get What You Want." Now, I believe the Rolling Stones, in fact, I know the Rolling Stones have protested the use of their song, but I'm not sure what the president is saying after people have heard him speak for 90 minutes often. He will speak that long. I would assume most people come away from a Trump rally feeling excited and satisfied. So you're playing "You Can't Always Get What You Want, But You Get What You Need." There is more here. They begin with a story. It says when he was 7 years old, President Donald Trump punched his high school music teacher. When he was 7 years old, he punched his music teacher. "I actually gave a teacher a black eye," he wrote in The Art of the Deal, "because I didn't think he knew anything about music." Mr. Trump says he was almost expelled over the incident. If you're punching your teacher at the eye at age 7, I understand that. And it suggests that he's just as opinionated about music as he is about trade or immigration. The president is a big fan of the Rolling Stones, Eminem, and Elton John. A decidedly one-way relationship. But his favorite song, I never knew this, and it's really weird. His favorite song is Peggy Lee's "Is That All There Is?" Which, for people who don't know that great song, and it is a great song, sounds like this.
Is that all there is? If that's all there is,
what's so weird here is he told his biographer in 2014, "It's a great song because I've had these tremendous successes, and then I'm off to the next one." because it's like, oh, is that all there is?
And then one day.
But again, it's like using, you can't always get what you want. Is it a message of perpetual dissatisfaction? Biden's choices are a little bit more traditional. And he apparently loves the chieftains. I, by the way, have been listening to the chieftains for years. They perform traditional Irish music. And Biden says his favorite song that they sing is the song Shenandoah, and performed here by Van Morrison and the Chieftains, an all-Irish contribution to the Irish-American candidate. Listen.
Oh,
the BBC says it dates back to the early 19th century. That's true. But also they claim that it's a story of a fur trapper who falls in love with the daughter of a Native American. Not the way I've ever understood the song. It's clearly about I'm on my way. There's more. And what they use in their rallies, they point out in the BBC that Mr. Trump's playlist leans heavily on classic rock songs that project power and combative self-confidence. He frequently plays Queen's We Are the Champions, whose refrain, No Time for Losers, could almost be the president's personal motto. Tina Turner's The Best, You're Better Than All the Rest, and Survivor's Pugnacious Eye of the Tiger, Just a Man and His Will to Survive, fulfill similar functions, conveying the idea of Mr. Trump as a lone wolf fighting the establishment. Mr. Trump often seems to be trolling critics with his choices. Why else would he play Gnarls Barkley's Crazy? Yeah, why indeed? Or the Rolling Stones' You Can't Always Get What You Want, which we talked to. And his perceived persecution by the media gets a musical airing, too, through songs like Michael Jackson's Beat It. And I'm not sure I fully understand that. But recently, Trump has been using this song to emphasize his special appeal to male voters, where, honestly, if you look at all the polls, Trump is well ahead. Listen. President Trump used this song more prominently after he beat COVID. And, of course, it's performed by the Village People, who, how do I put it, they're not noted for their personal machismo. I think that they sang the song Macho Man. It was intended to have a certain irony. But President Trump is gaining more support than many traditional Republicans with the LGBTQ community. He is. And that's the Village People. And, of course, they've also done MAGA, MAGA, to the tune of YMCA by the Village People. And what is message is Biden trying to show by using Diana Ross's song, I'm Coming Out? Listen.
I want the world to know, got to let it show. I'm coming out. I want the world to know, got to let it show.
can't. I don't know if there really is a new me coming out for Joe Biden. He also apparently uses as walk-on music frequently the staple singers We the People, which has an uplifting, soulful hymn to unity. That's what the BBC says. The lyrics include, "You may have the black blood, or you may have the white blood," but then they sing, "But we are all living on blood, so don't let nobody slip into the mud." A unifying song, I guess. They also bring up some of the gaffes involving music, which some of them were pretty funny. You may remember that President or Vice President Biden was trying to appeal to a largely Puerto Rican audience in Florida by playing the reggaeton song Despacito from his phone while dancing awkwardly behind the podium. Luis Fonsi, who had recorded the song, had just introduced him to the crowd. And that, of course, led a number of people to point out. We called attention to it on this show. Despacito is Spanish for slowly. And given the fact that President Trump has tried to characterize his opponent as sleepy Joe Biden, maybe a song that means slowly wasn't the best song for him to choose. This is a fascinating article, and it has more information about their musical tastes. Well done by the BBC. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Coming up, there's new research on marijuana. Yeah, and about its impact on your life expectancy and your susceptibility to heart attack and stroke. And will there be big surprises between now and next Tuesday that will cause some heart attacks? Almost certainly. Like what? We'll get to that in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.